In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the jewel of creation. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has mentioned many times in his ahadith mubarakah If such and such individual recites such and such salawat upon me, durood upon me this many times, he will get this blessing. One beautiful hadith narration states that the one who recites 50 times salawat upon me in a day, I will shake hand on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding this beautiful ahadith and mubarakah, I just want to touch upon one thing. Today, we live in a society that everybody wants to meet their role model. Everybody wants to meet their favorite footballer. Every youngster wants to meet their favorite musician. Ma'adallah, they want to meet their favorite actor or actress. When you meet them, there's no worldly or there's no benefit in the hereafter. There's no worldly gain. You might have, for example, some Instagram followers. You might have some TikTok followers, but there's not going to be any real gain. In the long shot, it's only a small amount of gain. And that's not true benefit. You might be thinking, if I take a picture with a musician, my social life, my status will get better. But let me remind you that the greatest role model to ever set foot on any planet is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is nothing that can be compared to him. Nothing in creation. He is the best of creation. And he should be everybody's role model. He is the perfect role model. And his mercy is perfect. His generosity is perfect. His blessed eyesight, perfect. His blessed beauty, perfect. His blessed palms, perfect. Everything from head to toe is perfect. So when he says anything, that is also perfect. So when he makes a promise, not like the celebrities today, not like the musicians or the footballers today, I promise I'll meet you. I'll promise I'll see you. And then they ignore you, they air you for the next 10 to 20 years because they don't have any benefit from you as well. What's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promising us? Just take out 30 seconds to 1 minute and recite durood upon me 50 times only. The greatest palm will shake hands with you on the day of judgment. Do you think, Islamic brothers, respected elders, viewers of Mandi channel, that if that blessed hand touches your hand, it's going to be touched by the fire of hell? No. Tell me, is there any role model like this today? Where you don't meet him, you just remember him, and you get worldly benefit, and you get benefit on the most difficult day. Subhanallah. None other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to another beautiful episode of the silsila The Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat. Just a quick recap regarding the first two episodes, how I intend to take this message and present it to you. First, we talked about Safar. As the month of Safar has begun, we wanted to talk about the month of Safar not being accursed. It is not a cursed month. It is a blessed month. It is Safarul Muzaffar, the one in which is successful. Safarul Khair, the one in which there is goodness in. We learned about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la safara, safar is nothing, answering the Arabs of the time who used to say that safar is accursed, safar is a bad omen, it's ominous. We learned what Sayyidina Umar said regarding safar, that the haji should do dua, even in the month of safar for other people, the one who he does dua for, he is also forgiven, subhanallah. We also learned in the previous episode, the second episode, that safar al-muzaffar, mashallah, has a lot of historical events, just like Muharram, just like Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Thani, the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal, subhanAllah, on the 12th in particular. So the birth of the Prophet Muhammad took place in Rabiul Awwal. These are historical events. Zulhijjah, the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail, the whole Hajj took place in this month. And like this, Safar has many historical events, like the blessed marriage after Hijri, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this marriage of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima Zahra took place in this month, subhanAllah. And just like this, the victory, the Muslims attained victory in the Battle of Khaybar, subhanAllah, in this month. Just like this, another historical event, the sword of Allah, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Saifullah, he accepted Islam in the month of Safar, subhanAllah. So the way we wanted to, I intended to, mashallah, talk about the footsteps, the blessed footsteps of Allah Hazrat, is first we wanted to talk about Safar. We spent some time removing these misconceptions, these that Safar is ill-omened, Safar is ignominious, it is bad luck, it is bad, it is, you shouldn't start any business, shouldn't do any work of deen, shouldn't get your children married. No, Safar is the perfect month to do all of this. And mashallah, now we will go forward into the silsila. And regarding Ala Hazrat, first we will talk about his blessed grandfather, Hazrat Maulana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Firstly, regarding Maulana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his mashallah, blessed birth took place at approximately 1224 after Hijri, subhanAllah. And when he was born, mashallah, azza wa jalla, at the age of 22, he became well known and was notable amongst his peers and was well recognized for his knowledge in and around his city. He specialized, mashallah, and attained distinctions in fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, sawuf, which is spiritualism. And he was known for delivering inspiring sermons and discourses, speeches, subhanAllah. He was blessed with many capabilities and talents. This is a grandfather of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat. One intention I would like us all to make is to the grandfathers of today. What type of grandfather am I? What kind of ilm do I have that I can share with my children? That I can share with my children's children, my grandchildren? They are the future after all. So what am I teaching them? Am I teaching them regarding Maulana Raza Ali Khan, tasawwuf, fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, mashallah? Am I doing speeches in and around the country, mashallah? Do I have capabilities and many talents regarding Islam, i.e. helping people accept Islam, answering questions regarding the religion? What type of grandfather, role model am I? Because look, every grandfather is a role model, whether he likes it or not. Every father is a role model, mashallah. And we must ask ourselves that as a grandfather, am I following the footsteps of Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the blessed grandfather of Ala Hazrat? We all know how special Ala Hazrat is, was and will always be. But there's reasons behind this. And one of the reasons is because of his blessed father and because of his blessed grandfather. The spirituality, the tasawwuf, the knowledge that they possessed, these individuals, these are people of Allah, subhanAllah. And we will learn about them. We will learn about the ikramat today, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We will learn about Maulana Raza Ali Khan, inshallah. A little bit about his biography, about his works, his studying, and mashallah, his miraculous wonders. But again, I just want to reiterate this point. What kind of role model am I? If I'm a grandfather, to the grandfathers, the dadas and the nanas who are listening, the grandparents, what image are we portraying of Islam? Because remember, our children and our children's children, they are looking at you. You are first teachers to them. Then you are teachers to the rest of the world. What kind of image am I portraying? And you can all answer by a simple question. How much knowledge of Islam do I know? How much knowledge of Islam do I share? Have I taught my children the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Maulana Raza Ali Khan, he definitely did this. Of course he did this, mashallah. It's also mentioned regarding Maulana Raza Ali Khan that not only was he very eloquent, he would always precede others in conveying salam. This is a huge topic in itself, subhanAllah. This is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do you think Maulana Raza Ali Khan would always give salam first. He wanted to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah is giving salam first. Today we live in a time, Allahu Akbar, who is he that I should give him salam? Who does he think he is? Today, parents, grandparents, we teach our children, don't give salam first. He thinks he's bigger than you. This is what we say in our Patwari language, a Mirpuri language. He thinks he's bigger than you. Don't give him salam. Who are you talking about? The ustad of the madrasa, the fiqh teacher, the jami teacher, the one who's an alim? Subhanallah. You're talking about Maulana sahab? You're talking about his uncle, the child's uncle, his hala, his pupo, his pupra, his maternal, paternal aunts and uncles? Who are you talking about? You're talking about his dadi, his dada, his nani, his grandparents, his paternal or maternal grandparents? Everybody today wants to have social statuses. Everybody wants to be somebody big. Everybody thinks they're big as well. The reality is, none of us are big. Who am I to say that I shouldn't give salam to X, Y, and Z when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the first one to always give salam? And the people who understand this the most, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the blessed grandfather of Ala Hazrat. He would always give salam first. Going back to our intentions, the grandfathers, the dadas, the nanas who are listening, the grandparents, the parents who are listening, do you give salam first? This is the first question I want you to ask yourself. Am I somebody who gives salam to people on the street? Am I somebody who gives salam to my kids when I come home? Do I give salam to my parents? Do I give salam to my children, my wife? Yeah, my brothers, my sisters? If not, then do you really love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you a good role model? This is something for all of us to ponder about, contemplate about. Going back to, mashallah, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, other noteworthy qualities regarding him were his piety, subhanallah, his humility, his knowledge, his sincerity, his ikhlas, and his distance from worldly pleasures, subhanallah. And often he preferred spiritual seclusion. Nowadays, we live in a society, people want to put everything on WhatsApp statuses. Everybody wants to go on TikTok or Instagram. Everybody wants to use Facebook. Various social media platforms. Everybody wants to be famous today. Even nowadays, we give salam to somebody. We do give da'wah to somebody. Amiri al-Sunnat mentions this in his Madani Muzakara, that nowadays we give salam or we help somebody become Muslim. Look, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but we need to look at our intentions. Everybody wants to quickly pull out the phone and take pictures. Oh, I've given da'wah here today. Oh, I went to the restaurant. I've called people towards righteousness today. I helped somebody accept Islam. Quickly, quickly take a picture. Everybody wants to be famous and popular. Following all these social media platforms, everybody's running after fame. In Ihya'ul Ulum, it's mentioned Hubbijah. It's very dangerous. Hubbijah is love for the world, love for fame. And people today, they, you know, like Maulana Raza Ali Khan, like I said, he was a role model for all of us. He preferred seclusion. He was known for his piety. He was known for his humility, knowledge. These people, they had knowledge beyond belief. They were really knowledgeable. They were knowledgeable like me and you today. We know a few hadiths, a few Arabic terminologies, and that's it. We think we're Maulanas. We think we're the it thing now, we're the next Mufti. No. These people, they didn't want no statuses. They preferred seclusion. They preferred to be alone. And often, they would stay quiet. There's a hadith at the part of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fal yaqul khayran aw liyasmut." It's mentioned that you should speak good or you should stay quiet. Liyasmut. And under the commentary of this hadith, subhanallah, it's mentioned, and Amiri Ahli Sunnah has mentioned this many times in Madani Muzakara, that you could say that there are three categories, three types of talking and non-talking mindsets. So the first type would be, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. If there is something 1,000,000% that you are going to say which is good, going to benefit the people in line with Sharia, you should say it. But even this has detail. How should you say it? When you should say it? Who are you standing or sitting in front of? You remember, these are role models for us, and we should learn from Amiri Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah. They follow the same pattern, you see. Whenever you pick up any book of biographies regarding the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the blessed ulama, the awliya, the friends of Allah, you will see they preferred seclusion, they often stayed quiet. And the categories, going back to the categories, if you have something good to say, you should say it. But if you are in doubt, the second category, you don't know whether this is something good or it's something bad, you should stay quiet. And the final category is, of course, if there is something definitely bad, lying, joking, and all these things come into it, you're going to joke. Nowadays, people, youngsters, they all joke and say, I'm just joking, man, but you're lying. You're hurting somebody's feelings. Sometimes we slander people. We, Chinese whispers, as they say, we pass on information that's incorrect, that has been muddled up. We don't go to the original source. And Dawud Islami gives this mindset as well, that we should always take things from the original source, alhamdulillah. If you look at the books of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, the library of Dawud Islami, you will always find references, mashallah, for everything. Every paragraph has reference. So this is, mashallah, it's not just a case of the works of Dawud Islami have been translated. They've been translated with the source. And you can go and find these sources in those books that are in Urdu or in Arabic, subhanallah. So the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ states that there is one category in which you should speak, which is khayran, which is good. And two categories mentioned that you should try to stay quiet. If you're in doubt or if you 100% know, it is better to stay quiet. This is the commentary, the summary of the commentary regarding this hadith. Maulana, mashallah, Raza Ali Khan, they preferred seclusion. And like I said today, everybody wants to talk. Everybody wants to make TikTok videos and become famous. Everybody loves to become famous. Yeah, even sitting a mother and child, brothers, it's difficult. It is difficult. You try to preach to a camera, people are looking at you around the world, and shaitan creeps into your heart as well. Oh, people are looking at you. And this is everybody. Social media platforms, Dawud Islami platforms, every platform. We have people today, we're living in a society where everybody doesn't want to be in seclusion. These people preferred seclusion. The awliya, the walis, the friends of Allah, they prefer to stay alone. They didn't want no titles. But today, everybody wants to be known as Allama Maulana. Everybody wants to be called a Mufti. Everybody wants to be Nigran, leader. Remember, one of the first things you learn to become a scholar, the one who says, I am a scholar, he's a jahil. This is something very important. This was one of the first things that you learn when you enter the scholar course. Man qala ana alimun, fahuwa jahilun. The one who says, I am an alim, I am special, I am a scholar, come to me. In actual fact, he is a scholar. He is an ignorant individual. He has arrogance in him. He has pride in him. We ourselves should never want fame. This is not for fame. We need to save our iman. And beautiful personalities like Maulana Raza Ali Khan, they teach us this. Going more further into the biography of Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the grandfather of Ala Hazrat, he journeyed from this mundane world, this temporary world, into the hereafter. I.e., his blessed demise was on the 2nd of Jamadul Ula, in the year 1286 Hijri. So, mashallah, as mentioned before, his blessed birth was 1224 after Hijri. And his blessed demise was 1286 after Hijri. Allahu Akbar. And if you do the math, subhanallah, approximately 60 years. Approximately 60 years. Today, again, another lesson that we learn. In 60 years, mashallah, he done many works. He done great works. The grandfather of Ala Hazrat, he was a known wali, a friend of Allah. He was known for his taqwa, his spiritualism, like we mentioned, the sawuf. He was known for his Islamic rulings, his Islamic jurisprudence. He was a great faqih. He was someone who could pull rulings out of thin air, mashallah, remember them when the majlis didn't know. He had a lot of knowledge. But this took time, this took effort. This was the blessings of Allah through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. And nowadays, people don't live that long. We live in a society, again, I mentioned this, we live in a society today that a lot of people die at a young age. A lot of people, ma'adallah, are into drugs, into alcohol, into ma'adallah clubbing, ma'adallah dancing, shisha, all these kind of things, these new problems have arose in society, especially amongst the youth. And unfortunately, a lot of the youngsters are dying today. I have a cousin sister where she passed away after 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Dear viewers of Monday Channel, I'm telling you, and I'm sure you guys can give me examples as well. She only lived for 20 minutes. How do we know what's around the corner? How do we know what's coming tomorrow? Today we're healthy. Tomorrow, ma'adallah, Allah nakare, we might be sitting in beds drinking through a straw. Legs might be broken, arms might be broken. I know an individual who used to watch, unfortunately, Korean dramas. There's an individual, she used to watch Korean dramas. She didn't understand a single word. She woke up one day, she forgot her mother tongue. Something happened to her mind. The doctors were confused. Such a rare case. An individual who used to watch Korean dramas. She woke up and she can only speak in Korean. Allahu Akbar. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. She forgot her mother tongue. Her family were trying to communicate with her. She can't communicate with them. When they went to the doctors, they had to call a translator. She says, I've never spoke a single word of Korean. But I don't know why I'm speaking in Korean. So Allahu Akbar. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So many things could happen. There's individuals that I know, youngsters that I know. They're speeding. A few years ago, I know a brother who was very close to my heart. They're very dear to me. He studied with me. Because him and his cousin brother or his friend, they were speeding. They crashed into a tree and they died on the spot. The bodies were literally burned alive. So, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, Allahu Akbar, he lived till approximately 60. But me and you, we have to ask ourselves, are we at that age? And if we are, firstly, are we going to get to that age? And if we are, what have we done? Maulana Raza Ali Khan has done many works for Islam, subhanAllah. I want to dive deeper into the blessed miraculous wonders of Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the blessed grandfather of Ala Hazrat. The summary of this is that once where Hazrat was living, some troops, some soldiers had taken over that area. Obviously at that time, people would take over land, people would take over land, soldiers would come and attack. And whatever, for whatever reason, some soldiers intended to go into the masjid of Hazrat Raza Ali Khan, where he was there praying. He was worshipping, doing some ibadat. When these soldiers, they made an intention to go into the masjid where he was. They didn't know he was there. They just made this intention that we're going to go and beat up whoever is in the masjid. They went into the masjid. They went forward, back, left and right. He was there in front of them. They came out of the masjid and they left. Somebody after them who was narrating this narration, he says, I went into there and the soldiers never laid a finger on Hazrat Sahab, subhanAllah. Why? Because none of them had seen that Hazrat Raza Ali Khan was in the masjid, subhanAllah. In other words, this was one of the miraculous wonders of Hazrat Sahab. Allah's khas karam was upon him that when these soldiers had intended to go into the masjid and beat him up, Allah protected his bondsman and covered him from their sight, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have finished today regarding Hazrat Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this episode. We've just touched upon his biography. In actual fact, if you pick up the books of Seerah, the biographies, there's so many mukaramat, so many lessons, so many pearls of wisdom, and so many miraculous wonders regarding his blessed life. But all I'll say is, alhamdulillah, keep watching Mandi channel. Waqtan for waqtan, you will educate yourself. Join the Ijtima' Da'wat Islami where we can learn about these blessed personalities. It is a humble request. In the next episode, we will be talking about the blessed father. This was the grandfather. We're going to talk about now Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, the father of Ala Hazrat, his books, his works, his spirituality, and some of his miracles and some of the lessons that we can learn from his blessed life as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.